producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All righty, 855-993-7569. We're talking with Jane, who has a 26-year marriage. It's been rocky for at least the last six or seven. She's got three kids, a 13-year-old, a 16-year-old, and a 23-year-old, and it's now come to the fork in the road. And did your husband actually get a job? Is he working now?
Yes, he's actually doing really well. And we sold our house and we're getting ready to move. So we figured this is a good time to part ways. We had an agreement. We were going to be friends. It was going to be one jolly, happy family. You know, we've gone through this for a long time. Until this last thing happened, and it really is very, very hurtful. And I know that I'm not going to bring that forward to my kids. It's not their fault that he's a complete jerk, but
we're not going to say that.
I know. I just, you know, feel really, after 26 years and all this that we've been
through. But let me ask you a question. If you could rewrite history and... You can't change his personality.
No.
But maybe you can change his focus to be a little bit more focused on you. Do you want to spend the next 25 years with him? That's a long pause.
Yeah. It's hard to say. No. I mean, he'd have to change a lot. He really would.
Because, what would he have to change?
You know what? I've changed a lot.
Wait.
What would he have to change?
Yeah, what would he have to change?
Much more focused on the relationship, willing to put effort into the relationship instead of, you know, all the other things he puts efforts into. And he would have to not be so – he would have to take responsibility for a lot of the things that may go wrong in his life rather than blaming other people for it.
Sounds like a – I mean, one is, especially a guy who's been out of work for a while, is going to not be, he's going to be really focused on work, right? Because it's going to scare the living daylights out of him, and that could happen again. So that seems kind of possible, but not likely. But if he's one of those people who doesn't take responsibility and blames other people, he's probably been doing that for his entire life.
He had a very successful beginning, and ever since 9/11... it's been a complete down spiral.
Why do you think that is?
Well, he was a survivor of 9/11, and I think he never got help after that. And he just wasn't able to pick up the pieces. And he just always blames everyone else for that. I mean, it is obviously other people's fault that the bombing, that the planes went into the building. But he didn't die, so...
Well, but from his point of view, I mean, look, especially from a man's point of view, and men have been focused, really, on being in control of things. I mean, that's what they're supposed to do. They're supposed to take care of women and children. They're supposed to determine their own destiny and have a building fall on your head and your friends. I mean, surviving it can be as much survivor's guilt as anything else. So, I mean, it sounds
like I agree with you completely, but he... Never
well, but
help.
It'd require him to go and do some work, and it sounds, and doing work, and it's not like a car wash. You can't just put your feet in the right place and assume you'll come out the other end all sparkly. So, look, at this moment, it sounds to me, so calling him a complete jerk, even in your head, is not a very good idea. It sounds like that something happened in his life that has left him unable, essentially, to function. And for whatever reason... I mean, and the fact that his father died, I mean, it sounds like it was kind of a critical mass, because September 11th was 14 years ago. And that when he decided he wanted out was 7 years ago. So, I mean, we're really talking about sort of a confluence, and presumably he ain't getting any younger. He lost his job. So, I mean, this is a guy who's had a lot fall on his head. And some people are resilient and some people are not. And it's not a matter, you know, it's actually not that hard to predict, but it's hard to blame people for not being resilient. I mean, some people are, some people aren't. Some people are ennobled by sickness and illness. Some people are devastated by it. And to sort of say, well, you know, look, you should be like this person, is like saying, well, gee, how come your eyes are blue, not brown? I mean, it's an irrelevancy. And what you wish for everybody is the strength to deal with everything with great grace under pressure. Not, it's just not the case. So at this moment, I think you have to take the jerk word out of your vocabulary and out of your head.
I'm only touching the surface. I know this is what you get.
No, I hear. But I, look, all we're trying to do is sort of get the broad outlines, because what we really have to talk about is how you talk with your kids about it.
I'm not going to tell my children that their father is a child.
Well, honey, but I assume you're not stupid. But you got to take it out of your head, because your kids aren't stupid. And your kids are going to know more about you than you know about them. So if I can convince you to take it out of your head and be more sad than angry, then we've taken a huge step for you not to put your kids in the middle. Because whether you think you are or not, I mean, your kids, as I said, you know, slaves always know more about masters than masters know about slaves. So kids always know about more about us than we know about them. As they live in that household, they've been watching this. So the idea that this is going to come as a huge shock to any of the three of them is somewhat remote. So the 13-year-old is young, but 13-year-old has essentially grown up in this context. 13-year-old happened after September 11th. 26-year-old hadn't been living there for a while, so may or may not be sort of affected by this. But you're going to have three different people who are going to have three different sort of responses. So what is it that you're thinking about saying? Let's just start with the 26-year-old. Okay. What is it you're thinking about saying?
Okay, and just to make one quick point is that prior to what I just recently discovered, I was incredibly sad, incredibly supportive for all these years. And, you know, there was none of this anger. It's only in the past couple of weeks that this has happened.
So what made you angry? Just finding out about that he has a woman friend?
Well, yeah, because I did it by act. I was not looking. I completely trusted him. I wasn't looking for anything. I just fell into my lap. And it was
If you thought they were having sex, would it make you less angry or more angry?
Probably more. But you know what the thing is? He's never, ever, you asked me what he would have to change. He's never, from day one, been a very caring, emotional person towards me. And these exchanges were very caring. So
it's
extremely hurtful to someone who's been married to someone over 30 years, and, you know, never, it's, you know, you can't blame somebody.
He knows more of your secrets than, look, think about how, if you've ever been on an airplane and you're having a terrible time, you'll tell that person on the airplane things that you've never told anybody in your life. Mm-hmm. And to say, well, that's really a statement about your relationship is ridiculous. I mean, she's the person on the plane. I mean, you've got some. That's why I asked you if you could have this relationship going forward, would you want it? And your answer is, not really. There's a huge amount of work that needs to be done. Well, that's what he feels as well. So having somebody on the airplane to confide in feels really safe. And you know, so in the same way that you may have talked with a woman friend, and men when they talk about emotions almost uniformly talk with women about them. Which creates its own issue, but I think your anger at this moment and your sadness is understandable, and I think saying to him at some point, because the two of you have got three kids to parent, and so saying to him, you know what, the only thing that's truly devastated me about this is feeling that you were able to be emotional with Sarah in a way that you couldn't with me. And if you ever feel like that, and you may find, believe it or not, that divorce allows him to do that with you, or separation, which isn't a reason to stay, let me put you on hold. Let's come back. Because I think you're just going to have to suspend at it, because I know it feels hurtful, but I think it's irrelevant. Let me put you on hold. I'll be right back to you. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack and was told I'd be on disability for the rest of my life. What did I do? I created Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle. Now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USE-SILVER for your free catalog, or go to OneSilverSolution.com. OneSilverSolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Attention, all men. Are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Are you having a slower, weaker stream? Don't ignore the warning signs of your aging prostate. Get your free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. Super Beta Prostate is guaranteed to support a more complete emptying of your bladder, a fuller, stronger stream, and less waking at night to urinate.
Super Beta Prostate is a product that I really like. I endorse it. I use it myself. I was very pleasantly surprised that Super Beta Prostate helped me fairly quickly.
Super Beta Prostate is formulated with a natural plant enzyme called beta-sitosterol. It's so powerful, you'd have to take 100 salt palmetto pills to get the same sterols as just one Super Beta Prostate tablet. Don't ignore the warning signs of your aging prostate. Call now to get your free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. Call 1-800-853-1203. That's 1-800-853-1203. 800-853-1203.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, we're talking with Jane, and we've spent some time with Jane, but dismantling a marriage is not an easy thing to do, and telling the kids. So tell me what your notion is about what you're going to say to what you're going to is you're going to say one thing to all of them or different things, or and are the two of you planning to tell them together? What's the deal here?
Okay, I just want I do want to say one thing before because this might you know influence what you might want to advise. So my husband has told many people in this community who are parents of the our daughters. And I've slowly been finding this out. I didn't realize he was telling these guys who were then, I guess, telling their wives. So I'm worried that they might already have heard.
Doesn't make any difference.
I don't know if that does, but this is what I... It doesn't. And we decided that we're going to tell them together.
Good.
And we have 6 more weeks before we leave this house. So I suggested that we tell them right away because I was recently at an event and several people actually asked me.
Is he planning? Yeah, I mean, the problem is that no matter, you know, you tell them basically because what kids care about is how it affects them. And the answer is going to be that there's 6 weeks where it's not going to make any difference whatsoever, which is a problem. 6 weeks is, are you doing this before Christmas?
Well, we will be leaving before Christmas, yes. So it'll be after
between
Thanksgiving and Christmas.
So. Fabulous. All right. So do you have a new place? Do you have the new place where one or the other of you are going to stay?
I'm in the process of trying to buy a house, but it's not. You know, we're in the middle of the process. So they'll be coming with me somewhere.
You need to know where before you tell them anything, because all kids care about is how it affects them, and which means that you need to have at least a plan that says, look, you guys know that Daddy and I have not been happy for a while, and we were really waiting to sell the house, which I know from your point of view may seem kind of a silly reason, but there's some economic realities here. So as the house is sold and Daddy's going to move here and I'm going to move here, and we're going to sit down and talk about we're going to stay in the same school district, where you're going to spend time with Dad, how you can spend the holidays, because that's all they care about.
Right.
Or it's not all they care about, but it's most of what they care about. So you need to find a place as quickly as possible.
Well, I found a place and I'm just in the process. That it's the first time I'm ever buying a house by myself. So, you know, I'm just in the process of getting the more, you know, I just apply already.
Well, they don't care about that. So. Are we sure?
No, I know they don't. I'm just telling you, I don't have a done deal yet, so.
What percentage would you assign to it going through? I mean, is it
50%?
Is it? Then tell them that. And if something changes, you can tell them to change. But, I mean, I agree with you. Telling them as soon as possible makes some sense in some ways. But you can't tell them, I mean, you can't answer any of the questions, which is, have you and your husband decided who's going to stay with whom, who pays for the college, where anybody spends the holidays, are they going to be in the same school district, what's the visitation, have you guys figured all of that out?
No.
You need to sit down and figure that out.
I've gone to an attorney, but...
No. This hopefully has nothing to do with an attorney. This has to do with the two of you sitting down and saying, look, we're not enemies. Paying an attorney, being adversaries in this will cost us a lot of money, and we're still going to have to sit down and figure out, all right, who takes the kids? Do we give them permission? Do we let each of them go wherever they want to go? What do we do about school? What do we do about the holidays? What do we do about medical insurance? What do we do about, and you're going to have to tell grandparents. But, I mean, you guys need to sit down and have a conversation today about that, because especially if you feel that there's the rumor mill is there, what you want to have the kids feel is no matter what happens, Mom and Dad will tell us the truth. And we don't have to worry about them, you know, tap dancing around us. But you guys haven't worked out the details, and you have to do that. You have to do it immediately because that's what they care about. Where we're going to go to school, where we're going to spend the holidays, who's paying for what. Are we in the same school district? Where do we stay? What happens on weekends? What if I want to be with my friends? Who pays for my braces? Do I get a car? Whose computer do I use? I mean, that's what they care about. And you guys haven't done that. And you have to sit down and do it. And you have to do it before you tell them.
Right. That makes sense.
And then what you do is say, here's our plan. If you and but we're very willing to listen to what you guys want, and you know, you guys get an input, except for us to stay together. And we care enormously about you kids. Do not say, we love you guys, and we used to love each other, because then they'll say, well, gee, what is it? How long is it going to be, especially for the 13-year-old or 16-year-old, before they don't love us? So you don't want to do the L word. What you can say is, Mom and Dad, as you know, have not been very happy, and we've decided that we're going to spend the next year, and I assume that you're not divorcing immediately, that we're deciding we're going to spend the next year living on our own and seeing if that doesn't make the situation easier on us, easier on you guys, and here's what we've worked out. We don't want you to have to worry about which parent you love or which parent you're going to stay with, or taking sides. We're not going to talk with you about it. We both hopefully decided not to date during this time. But we want you to know, and we'll answer any of your questions as honestly as we can. Neither of us are involved with anybody else. We were waiting for the house to sell because there's some economic realities here. Here's where Dad's going to be staying. Here's where Mom's going to be staying. You guys need to sit down and figure that out, like, immediately.
So because we don't have everything in place as far as where he's going to live and with this other house, I know that I'm keeping him no matter what in the school district. So that I know. But I don't, if we don't have all of these details, my question is, if we don't have all these details in place, is it better that we wait and risk that somebody might say something?
No, I think you have to get the details in place. I mean, you're only talking 6 weeks. So he needs to go and find a place. And even if it changes up in January or February or March, he needs to have a place. First of all, in 6 weeks, what's he going to do? Stay on the sidewalk? So, I mean, it's like the two of you have decided this isn't really happening, and you're certainly farther ahead than he is because you're at least applying for a mortgage. But presumably, I mean, it takes 60 to 90 days quite often to close on stuff. What happens when the house is sold? You guys need to get cooking with this, not so much for what you tell the kids, although that's certainly a large part of it, but because you're talking about 6 weeks. Six weeks is no time at all.
I know, it seems risky, but I really do have a lot of plan and backup plan in place with that.
Well, I believe you do, but I don't think he does, and he needs to do
he
it as well.
And I mean, but I can't force him. I've been telling him.
No, but what you can say is,
happening.
We need to talk to the kids about it, so they need to know where you're going to be. And even if you change it relatively soon, they need to know. Because think about being a 16-year-old at this moment. Your mom and dad say, we're not going to be together. Mom's got a house. Dad's going to be homeless. I mean, what do you think that's going to feel like to them?
No,
then they're going to have to start worrying about dad. 16-year-olds should not have to worry about adults. 16-year-olds worry about themselves. So you guys got to get on it. You can play the podcast for them.
All right,
call me back
so
if you need me. You're welcome.
855-993-7569.
I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3711. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3711. Now you can listen to Dr. Joy Brown when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line number today. 605-477-3711. Got it? Call 605-477-3711.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
My name is Don Wiskin. In 1994, I lost my 62-year-old father to complications of bypass surgery. In 1977, my 44-year-old brother was found dead in his apartment. He suffered a heart attack. In January of 98, my mother had a stroke and passed away in her bed. 21 days later, my 53-year-old brother passed away on his arrival to the hospital. He waited too long. In June that same year, I almost joined them at 42. What did I do? I took a 7-herb formula I now call Extendivite, made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, hawthorn, milk thistle, and valerian. Based on German studies of natural medicine, Extendivite is designed to clear blocked arteries, clean the toxins from your blood, and improve your immune system. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm Dr. Sam Nussbaum with the Anthem Foundation. Premature birth is the leading cause of death of babies and disabilities for children. That's why we support the March of Dimes to help mothers have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in supporting cutting-edge research, treatment and outreach to help moms during their pregnancy and give every baby a healthy start in life. Learn how you can help at marchofdimes.org.
Numana, the true pioneer of healthy storable foods and preparedness products, has gone and done it again. Numana is now the first food storage company in the country to offer organic powdered milk free of hormones. Our goal is to change the way you look at storable food. Numana is GMO free, contains no high fructose corn syrup, aspartame, or artificial ingredients. Numana's great tasting and easy to fix meals are perfect for emergencies or a quick dinner for your family this weekend. We also offer the revolutionary Defender Pack, which combines organic superfoods with the GMO-free meals our customers rave about. Go to powerprepper.com or call 877-817-9829 today to learn more. That's 877-817-9829. Numana, food storage you'll love to eat. See our selection at powerprepper.com.
Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All righty. Well, we've been so busy with phone calls. Bless your little pee-picking hearts, all of you. Let me just give you a quick update. I know we're very late in the program to be doing it, but that's we always defer to phone calls. That's our not only our bread and butter, but our priority. So this week in the movies was kind of a disaster. They're down about almost 20% over last year for the same weekend. And I don't know why, except the movies that came out this week were really a disaster. The Last Witch Hunter, the Vin Diesel one, it made $10 million, but it probably cost like 40 times, you know, 40 or 50, I don't know. It came in fourth. Paranormal Activity, The Ghost Dimension, people were unimpressed, came in sixth. Steve Jobs came in seventh. It was an expansion and was in a lot. It actually did pretty well. You know, I think that one's going to have some legs. Some people didn't like it. I thought it was terrific, and I think it'll be around at Oscar time. Crimson Peak continued to fall. It did horribly to begin with and is doing even worse now, but deservedly so. The Martian is number one for three out of the last 4 weeks, and it was second for, or maybe the last, been out 5 weeks? I don't know. At any rate, it's done very well. It's been number one. I think it's been number one for 3 weeks and number two for 2 weeks. So either that. So it's doing very well. It's made $166 million so far, so a genuine hit. Goosebumps is also doing pretty well. It's was number two this week. Bridge of Spies dropped a little bit. It was number three last week and number three this week. And Hotel Transylvania is also doing very well. It made $148 million. So same place this week as it was last. Hotel Transylvania is the only movie that's really out for kids, so it should continue to do well. But not a great weekend at the movies for reasons. I mean, next weekend you could understand, but the fact that Paranormal Activity tanked and The Last Woodchucker tanked, this is the time of year where those scary movies in theory have some traction. But I think, look, a lousy movie is a lousy movie, what can I tell you? It is National Pumpkin Day, even though there seems to be, at least purportedly, a pumpkin shortage, a purported pumpkin paucity. I know alliteration and prose is poor, but I couldn't resist. It's National Mule Day. I don't know how we put those two together. And National Mincemeat Day. Now, why you would have mincemeat and pumpkin on the same day, unless it's Thanksgiving, right? Because then mincemeat and pumpkin pie. As long as there's whipped cream, who cares? Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go. In 1774, the First Continental Congress adjourned in Philadelphia. Hey, tomorrow, are we excited about tomorrow? You're not excited about tomorrow. You know what starts tomorrow?
The World Series.
Yeah.
A couple things. The World Series starts tomorrow, and the NBA season starts tomorrow, too. So I'm actually pretty excited.
About both?
About both, yeah, absolutely. I'm a big basketball fan, so I'm
all
really
right, so
excited about the NBA.
So who are we, rooting for the World Series?
I'm not sure. I like both teams. I don't have a problem with the Mets and the Royals are, you know.
Both of them have been, you know, basically almost a 30-year drought, one year before the other. So it's going to be.
The Royals won in 85, and then the Mets won in 86 the next year.
Exactly.
Yeah, so.
So 30 years for one, 29 for the other.
The Royals are looking for a little redemption because they were in the World Series last year and lost to the Giants, so.
I'm looking for a little Mets
Giants.
Victory.
Yeah. The Royals, I'm a little more familiar with just because they play the Minnesota Twins a lot because they're in the same division, so they play each other a lot. So I saw a lot of the Royals throughout the season. But
they've really been looking terrific lately.
Yeah.
Look, it's a New York team. How can I not? And, and they really have. I mean, especially the Yankees have had such a terrible season. My computer just completely.
Well, how would you like to be a Yankee fan right now if, you know, you see the Mets?
Well, I am a Yankee fan right now, but it's too bad.
But you can't be a Yankee fan and be pulling for the Mets, though, can you, Dr. Joe?
Sure. Yeah, yeah. As long as they're not playing each other. Told you, my favorite was being in a Boston airport when the Subway Series, when the Yankees played the Mets.
Yeah.
Which is one of the lowest ranked ones in terms of viewership ever because everybody hates New York. But I remember waiting for a plane. And somebody coming up to me in a bar and saying, I just love the fact that it's a Subway Series. And I said, well, yeah, me too. I'm really excited about it. And they said, yeah, I'm really excited because for sure a New York team will lose. Well, that's really nice and kind and lovely. So, I mean, I think being a New York fan, I also saw a movie over the weekend, though, that it wasn't a very good movie, to be quite honest. But one of the comments in it is that this guy lets in a woman who's homeless, and he lets her sleep in the boiler room and then sort of hits her up for sex. And his comment is, I know, it's really tacky. It's not a very good movie, and I'll tell you that later. But and he says, you know, this is New York, and you don't get nothing, something for nothing town. And that's not true. This is an incredibly generous town. I mean, it just, all sorts of really generous thing, and part of it was people saying happy birthday to me on tour buses over the weekend. I guess somebody recognized me. And that's kind of fun for having tourists saying happy birthday to you, even if they have no idea, you know, who you are in heaven's name. But we don't care. 855-993-7566. My computer started doing this really interesting thing, which it didn't do before, which is all of a sudden just crashing, just the scene, the just going dark, which may be, I don't know if it's my computer, which is a brand new computer, which would really be irritating, or it's just my server, but whatever it is. All right, 855-993-7569. All right, so I'm just finding other stuff, day in history. It's just frustrating at this moment. I apologize, but I'll try not to be frustrated very often. All right, so Mincemeat Day, Pumpkin Pie Day, Continental Congress Day. King George III of Great Britain goes before Parliament in 1775, declared the American colonies in rebellion, and authorized a military response to quell the American Revolution.
Mm.
They said it was really interesting being in Nova Scotia and have them refer to quelling the terrorists, and they were talking about us. I guess one guy's terrorist, another guy's patriot. So, in 1776, Ben Franklin departs from America for France on a mission to seek French support for the American Revolution, at which he was very successful. A lot of people feel if the French hadn't intervened, we never would have been a separate colony. 1861, the Pony Express officially ceases operations. Did you realize it was that recent? It was just before the Civil War.
I did not know it was that recent, no.
No, it really, that's pretty recent.
Wow.
1863, the Football Association, the oldest football association in the world, is formed in London. Now, you have to remember, football there is soccer.
Exactly,
right?
Yep.
So there you go.
Yep.
In 1921, the Chicago Theater opens. In 1970, Muhammad Ali, who I think was still Cassius Clay then, wasn't he?
No, I think he had changed his name by then.
He beefed up against Jerry Querry in Atlanta for the first time after Ali's three-year hiatus from evading to be drafted in the Vietnam War.
Yep.
So maybe he did had changed his name by then.
Mm-hmm.
All right, here's what Baby Faye in 1984 received a heart transplant from a baboon. I was at a costume party in San Francisco, obviously by the end of the week, Halloween, and everybody came in a Baby Faye, people came in a baboon costume with a heart and a diaper and said that they were Baby Faye. I suppose you had to be there. It's a very San Francisco kind of thing, so what can I tell you? All right, and to our little all of our friends in Canada, I ran into a bunch of Canadians over the weekend that I was being a tour guide to. Several of them recognized me. It's really bizarre that people recognize your voice because, I mean, you could just be having a conversation with somebody and someone comes up and says, "Are you?" And you're always tempted to say no, but that's not a very good idea. Netflix is going to stream Star Wars: The Force Awakens in Canada and nowhere else. I don't know why that's true.
That seems a little unfair.
Well, we can maybe. I mean, I don't know how Canada sort of is Netflix a Canadian company? I don't think it is.
I'm not sure.
I don't know either. You know? Did you know Amy Schumer is Chuck Schumer's niece? Their cousins or something?
Huh.
I did not know that either.
Huh.
In New York, they're investigating whether internet providers are ripping off customers. I have a good story for them. There you go. And Chris Christie was asked to leave a train car after being too loud. How many times have you wanted to say to a politician, "Get off the train"? There you go. All right. Bacon, sausage, and ham rank alongside smoking as cancer causes, says the World Health Organization. Ooh, there's going to be some little pig somewhere saying it's not our fault. There you go. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Don't
Complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order two bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
Do you lay awake at night and worry about the health and safety of you and your loved ones? Do you wonder what would happen if you weren't able to get to a hospital or doctor? How can you keep your family safe against the deadly pathogens that are beginning to emerge in the world today? Give yourself peace of mind with Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver is turning heads around the world as a new weapon in the fight against bacteria, viruses, and fungus. Supernatural Silver can be taken internally or used topically to help the body's own immune system fight off disease much more effectively. Supernatural Silver has been tested at independent universities and laboratories around the world and has been proven to be safe and highly effective against some of the planet's deadliest pathogens. There is no better product to have in your home for daily use or emergency preparedness. Go to supernaturalsilver.com, use the code SILVER2015 for 20% off, and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Alrighty, a couple things to bring you up to date on. If you're going to be in Manhattan on this Wednesday, I'm going to be the ringmaster at the Big Apple Circus at 11 o'clock in the morning, the Circus of the Senses, so I'm very excited about that. If you go to either Facebook or I think we've got on Facebook and Twitter. I went over the weekend. I wasn't a ringmaster then, but they let me play. So I brought out my inner clown, which seems appropriate. And I mentioned I'm also hosting the luncheon for Inwood House on Thursday. I know this being a good guy is really kind of time consuming and exhausting, but worthwhile, right? Karma's a boomerang. All right. So over the weekend there was a there are a couple of stories. One is I did Doug Steffen's program early this morning, and there was a woman who plowed into a crowd at Oklahoma State during homecoming.
Yeah,
it turns out
homecoming parade, I believe.
It turns out that she has some mental health issues. So Doug said, well, you know, should people we do mental health screenings in theory before you own a gun? What about a car? And I said, what about being a parent? So, and you know, the idea is not to stigmatize people who have mental health issues, but the issue that a car certainly can be perceived as a weapon. And of course, my response is, well, how about the autonomous cars? And which turns out in Mexico this weekend, there was a 1,500-mile autonomous car race, and which is the longest that an autonomous car has ever ridden in Mexico. And it was a guy from, I think, Nevada State University and some German scientists. And they had they took a VW who had not passed emission standards. No, I made that part up, but it probably hadn't. Passant, and they outfitted it with a very fancy GPS. And I mean, that's pretty impressive, 1,500 miles and presumably traveling the entire length of Mexico. That's pretty impressive. And to a certain extent, I mean, autonomous cars should wipe out some of those issues, not only of people who have mental health issues, but people who fall asleep, people who have heart attacks, people who've been drinking. I mean, I think autonomous cars are really a really cool idea. It's really, I think the my friends who hate the idea are mostly guys who like driving fast, but I think I love the idea. So we actually put it up on Facebook. What was exactly the wording, Manny? How do you feel about them?
What ethical considerations come with self-driving?
Oh, that's right, because we were talking about the fact that we did a story last week that said before autonomous cars really become ubiquitous, that the headline was you have to teach them to kill, which is a little bit yellow journalism. The idea being that you have to program ethical considerations. For example, if a car is about to hit a deer. They were talking about hitting people, but I mean, even a deer. Do you hit the deer? Is that going to put the driver? What they were talking about is, how do you figure out whether you save the driver or save the pedestrian? Is it a straight numbers game? Is the primary loyalty to the owner of the car? I mean, so that these are kinds of things. I would point out that you have to deal with these ethical considerations with regular cars that nobody really deals with until they're in the situation, and then they just swerve when hopes or maybe doesn't. And every year a bunch of people are killed because they bash into a deer, or that they bash into another car because they're avoiding a dog or, God forbid, a child. So these things are already operant. It's just that when you talk about a computer, you have to make some ethical decisions, which all of us are making all the time. We're just not aware of it. All right,
well,
so let's go ahead.
There's a thing, too. I mean, we talk about hitting animals, and I mean,
yeah.
There's the thing, too, with if you're on a road and you see, you know, a group of geese or ducks walking across the road, and they're just kind of waddling slow. I mean, most people will slow down or stop,
yep,
and wait,
yep,
wait for them, yep, to go across, you know. So,
which is sometimes a very good idea, and sometimes depending on who's behind you and how fast the road is, and also,
yeah,
and whether there's fog. And there, you know, we're making these decisions all the time. We're just not aware of making the decisions. So let's hear what people are saying about the Brave New World.
We'll start with Antonio, and Antonio says, monopoly on the industry. Corporate executives can then deliberately slow vehicles to increase energy revenue. Gasoline companies are known to deliberately cause traffic jams, so vehicles will burn gas, and the consumers...
Wait a minute. How could Chevron cause a traffic jam?
I don't know.
I'm the last person to suggest that paranoia isn't sort of a fun game, but how would you actually do that? I mean, come on. Let's get a little serious here, folks.
So he says gasoline companies are known to deliberately cause traffic jams, so vehicles will burn gas and the consumers...
How? come on.
The consumers will need to go fill up at the pump again. And then in parentheses, he says, New Jersey Governor Chris Christie, in a bunch of question marks. This has also been seen with internet service providers.
First of all, in theory, the autonomous cars are supposed to burn less gas. So, but I just make sure, send me an email about how gas companies cause traffic jams.
But, yeah, it is right, interesting. It's an interesting theory.
Paranoid fantasy.
Thought. Yeah.
Yeah. All right, keep going.
All right. This next one here is from someone who wanted to remain anonymous. They say deaths by calculated design, as flawed as my judgment can be.
Whoa!
I'm not.
My adorableness is wow.
As flawed as my judgment can be, I'm not in favor of stripping my right to make choices on behalf of myself or those who I'm responsible for. I'm not in favor of turning over those life and death decisions to a computer recipe which cannot factor in my subjective blend of beliefs, values, interests, priorities, emotions, senses, experiences, imperfections, etc. My beliefs on self-preservation, self-sacrifice, or altruism.
Well, you guys are, you know, one of the things I love about Facebook is you guys will always take me to a place that I never anticipated, which is part of the fun for me. I mean, I just think it's wonderful sort of plumbing the depths of your little minds. But it would seem to me that maybe what we should put up, Manny, is the ethical dilemma that autonomous cars are making about how you would do it when you're driving the car, right? If you had a choice of hitting a person or saving yourself, which would you do? And if you had a choice of saving yourself or plowing into a crowd, does it change on the ethnicity of the person? Does it change on the age of the person? Does it change on the sex of the person? Does it change on your age? I mean, understand, we're already making these decisions. We're just not aware of making the decisions.
And does it change on when you're just, you know, if you know the people or not? You know.
That's a good point as well. Yeah. And all the computer does is reduce it to an algorithm. It doesn't, in theory, change. I mean, you guys bring up some interesting points. I adore you all. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order 2 bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
It's time to kick some ash. Because cigarettes have met their match. Smokers are switching to Vaporit e-liquid by LaSig.
Because when you kick ash, you kick tar and smelly smoke too.
LaSig smokes the competition with real people customer service, a 7-day satisfaction guarantee, and same-day fast free shipping. Become a vapor today at LaSig.com. Spelled LECIG.com. LaSig e-cigarettes. Kick some ash.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.